Last of the four, Aaron.
Go ahead. Rip me. Rip me. I dare you. You started the show messing up, so go ahead. We didn't even get to the Doug and Wolf open before
last
you messed up.
Last of the four. I miss that, Aaron.
I was more laughing because I knew I was going to get ripped for even chuckling for a second at it. And don't worry, that does not rank up anywhere close to the ones that get saved for life. So you're fine. It's all right. If you want to hear some of the ones that are saved for life, now that's funny. Everybody's working for the weekend. I don't know why I feel like doing this, but I do. Since Bernsey decided to do a Pantera call-out, he gets something that he knows he doesn't want to hear today. But it's a Friday, so let's have some fun.
Dude's known me for 6 months, and he asked me to help him move. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, I'm in a good mood now. Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Have you ever heard some of these, Aaron? This is the famous Dave Burns when Bernsey, it wasn't his fault, but it was supposed to be look closer. Supposed to be look closer.
Yeah, right.
And he kind of changed it a little bit and really showed that, you know, you need to do it.
This SportsCenter update brought to you by Power Nissan. Before you shop for a new or used vehicle in the valley, look, loser, Power Nissan delivers.
Supposed to be look closer.
Look looser.
Look closer.
That's Ron Burgundy right there.
I'm kind of with him. You know, it's a better way. Just be blunt to people, you know?
Look, loser, Power Nissan delivers.
It's pretty funny right there.
I think
look,
so.
Look, loser.
Yeah. So don't worry. The Aaron Maloney screw up there, that does not even come remotely close. I'm not going to save that screw up. We saved Bernsey's screw.
Yeah, right.
I mean, have you guys heard this one? It's from Gambo.
Todd Marinovich found naked and booked for drugs. Yeah, Todd Marinovich just found naked and with marijuana and possibly methamphetamine. Meth?
That's meth. Yeah, that's just called meth.
Methamphetamine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meta.
Before we go down this road, let me just be clear. Do we don't have good stuff on us, right? Like they don't have anything on us, do they?
No. Yeah.
Let's
sure.
not let's not share they, this. No. I mean, if we're going down this road, I just want to make sure now.
Yeah, right.
We know that we're okay.
Run for your life.
Yeah, because on a Friday, you never know what might happen.
Metaphorically speaking.
Charles Barkley on the Pollard podcast, Planet Pollard. Not that funny.
But
that's not so funny that they're going to be able to use it.
I'll tell you, where's the coffee?
That's not that funny. The Planet Pollard podcast.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Oh.
This kid is scary.
I'm so in on this. I don't know.
I don't know.
But Dan Marley, didn't he kind of cause you a little pause today? Dan Marley did not make a Greg Oden reference. But if you are a longtime listener to this show, one of the major mistakes I ever made is not having the guts to come out and say, draft Kevin Durant over Greg Oden. I thought about it. I even said, I think Durant's going to be better. You know, that's what I said, but I didn't have the courage to come out and just say he would. And if I was sitting there with Portland's pick, I don't know if I would have had the guts. But I knew that Greg Oden had a history of injuries every step of his life. Why believe in it when you saw what Durant did at Texas? But you get enamored by the big man. Basketball's always been enamored by the big man.
Yep.
And when we're looking at DeAndre Ayton, there is no Greg Oden comparison whatsoever. But are we just enamored with the big man? And it's nice to hear Barkley just come out and say,
first of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
But Dan Marley said, listen, look out. Bagley's going to be really, really good. He basically said, I know Bagley's going to be great. I'm confident that I think DeAndre Ayton will be too.
Yeah, and I have to say this as well. Danny knows Marvin Bagley. Okay, and Dan is a guy, when he's got that kind of relationship with somebody, and he sees the person that you are, knows that you're smart, knows that you're going to give all that you have, knows that you're tough. Dan, I think, above all else, probably respects that greatly. And because of that, wouldn't it be difficult to say anything? I think that's one of the reasons why he's looking at DeAndre Ayton, and he's just saying, I don't know DeAndre Ayton. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about him. I know Marvin Bagley. I know the kid well, as a matter of fact. I think that's probably influencing Dan as well. Now, again,
but I would say that in a positive way.
In a positive way.
And what I mean is, by saying that in a positive way, I think we both know Dan Marley well enough that if he knew Bagley very well and thought he was soft,
exactly,
he would just talk
right
about DeAndre Ayton
exactly
in a positive way.
Right.
He would never throw a kid under the bus. He just wouldn't talk about it. But by knowing him very well and then believing, I know he's going to work hard, I know he's going to
yes
give everything, I know he's tough, then that does play into his thinking of
he
why.
He values that.
Yes.
He values that greatly, as do I. But having said that, that doesn't mean that DeAndre Ayton is not a tough, smart kid.
Here is Charles Barkley on, okay, what happens next after number one?
I will tell you, after that, you know, everybody likes Bagley, Wendell Carter, the kid Jackson from Michigan State. But I said, I got to tell y'all something. If I'm a general manager, I might take my chance with Mo Bamba.
Oh, yeah.
Mo Bamba.
I'm telling you, Mo Bamba is already hugely ready for the defensive side of the floor at the NBA game. He will be a defensive force. Now, you already have, and I don't know why he gets ripped for this. This is a positive, not a negative. DeAndre Ayton wasn't asked to stand under the basket and block shots.
Yeah.
And he still averaged over two blocks a game.
Actually,
okay?
It's 66 on the season.
That's a positive thing. Here he is guarding the wing, and he's blocking two shots a game. So quit holding stuff against him defensively when look at what he was asked to do, and for his size, look how well he did it. That's
yeah
a compliment.
Right.
Yet at the same time, why not have him do it again? It'll be harder at the NBA level. But why not already have Bamba there? And then Bamba's development will come offensively over time, a hardworking, intelligent kid. I'm telling you, get Ayton. That's undescribable. That's number one. And then Ryan McDonough, trade the farm. Do it. What do you have to give up? Obviously, when I say the farm, okay, I'm not saying the farmer. That's Booker. Now, I'm not trading the family. Devin Booker's not going anywhere. But when I start looking at everything else, I'd like to keep T.J. Warren. I want him to be a threat
yeah
off the
right
bench. But if I have to, I have to. Bender and Chris, you can take them both. My future first-round picks, I don't mind giving those up. I'd actually like to keep 31. I'd like to find a way to keep number 31. I want Javon Carter out of WVU at number 31
yes
as my defensive bench point guard.
Yeah.
He's not starting,
right,
but he's my bench point guard.
No, I love that right there, Douglas. I really do. Of course, it's because he does come from West by God.
I don't hold that against him.
I love that one once again.
I want to.
That's a brilliant plan. Maybe your best plan ever.
Give me that. Give me Ayton, Bamba, and then give me Javon Carter.
You had me at DeAndre Ayton, please. Please tell me at the end of the day, the Suns somehow, someway are going to have DeAndre Ayton.
You got D-backs Mets this weekend. You got the U.S. Open. You got the World Cup. You come back to work on Monday, and you're 4 days away from the NBA draft.
It's so on next week.
DeAndre Ayton is going to be a Sun on Thursday, right?
So on.
Right?
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Okay. Okay.
Charles, just please.
Ryan versus Barkley if Ryan McDonough goes somewhere else with that number one pick. Coming up next, once Robbie Ray and Shelly Miller return, who gets evicted from the rotation? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. That's the question.
What can you say? Matt Cook goes out and gives you six innings and 90 pitches. He could have gone back out, but we want to protect him and turn it over to a bullpen that has basically been rested and ready.
Zach Godley, 4.97 ERA, 1.54 WHIP. Both of those numbers are bad. Zach Godley, decent in April, horrific in May. Last start was pretty good. There's a battle going on for this spot in the rotation, and I love that. I mean, you talk about making sure you're focused for the Mets in June, one of the worst teams in baseball. It's having this battle going on of who's about to lose their spot in the starting rotation. Zach Godley, I don't know if you wake up every morning saying, I can't wait to hear what Doug and Wolf say, but so much of last year this is the show that was just yelling and screaming, more Zach Godley in our life.
Yeah.
When are the Diamondbacks going to step up and say, yes, he's in the rotation permanently? Because they kept dragging their feet and saying, yeah, he was okay. Mm-hmm. We'll see what happens. He is the one that was it was him and Ketel Marte that filled in better than just about anybody in Major League Baseball last year for a season-ending yes. injury that helped carry yes. a team to the playoffs. And Zach Godley was perfect. And Zach, this show, we respect you greatly. And none of that, to me, has anything to do with this year. This year is about who is doing well now, because you got to win in 2018. And the battle is Godley, Cook, and Zach
Clay Buchholz. Yes.
And right now, Zach, you're not winning that battle, and Matt Cook is.
I know. So much of this is, what have you done for me lately, right? It really is. And again, Zach Godley, think about it. Zach Godley, what he did for him last year is huge.
They don't go to the playoffs without
that's
him.
That's exactly right, Doug Lee. So not only that, too, it wasn't like he had a bad start to the season. He did not. He came out of the gates hot. For the most part, the Diamondbacks came out of the bag, out of the gates hot, right? But to me, again, look, that's going to factor into their decision going forward. Zach Godley and what he's done for him and what he is capable of, because we have seen that. That's going to factor in to any decision they're going to make. Just like with Clay Buchholz. It's funny the way this works, ladies and gentlemen. You've got a guy that's been an all-star multiple times, and suddenly he takes the ball, and it's not like he's 43 years old. He's 33 years old. And suddenly he's had this massive hiccup, this reset button push, so to speak, of his career. And now all of a sudden, what are you going to do? You're going to go out there and take the ball in his first three outings? He's going to be nails? Let me tell you, when you've got a name and you've got a reputation and you have done things, it's not really easy to say, hey, listen, let's give this guy a chance and then yank him out of the rotation. It's not that easy. It isn't.
You know what I'm doing, though? Because this is such a good problem to have, I'm not sending Robbie Ray and Shelby Miller on rehab starts just to get the pitch count up. I'm sending you out to earn your spot in the rotation. And when you pitch well in the minors, now you're coming up. But Robbie Ray, he was not that good in April. Let's not act like he was great. We looked at 2017 and thought you were going to be great in 2018. And he proved that he could be an ace of a staff in a year. Yet there's a litany of people in Major League Baseball history that had a good year. And then what did you do next? And Robbie Ray, and it wasn't like he was pitching through injury.
Robbie Ray is one of their top five pitchers. He's got to be in that rotation.
Then go prove it.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think he has proven it.
No, not yet.
I think with Robbie Ray.
I mean, I have no problem the fact that he gave up two solo homers and two and a third innings. Okay,
no.
That's fine. Get your pitch count up now. But I'm not bringing him up if he's pitching average in the minor leagues.
No, I'm.
As soon as he dominates two starts, you can come up and have your spot.
When he's healthy, Robbie Ray's in the rotation.
What, you like 4.88 ERAs?
I'm just saying, that's going to happen.
That wasn't good enough.
He is going to be in the rotation.
He didn't
though.
Do good enough that. In April.
Honestly, again, he's going to be in the rotation. When he's ready to go, he's going to be put back into the rotation. And then we'll see what happens from that point.
Why is it a problem to expect him to get minor league hitters out? And again, I'm not judging him by this one start.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
But if he comes through and his minor league rehab starts and he just does okay, why should I make a change? Unless it's because Godley isn't getting it done. You know, I say if you want to replace one of these three,
sure.
It's either because they make it obvious they need to be replaced, or Robbie Ray makes it obvious he's back. Now, the wishful thinking is Robbie Ray struggled at the beginning of this year for one reason, because he felt the weight of expectations. He felt like, I'm supposed to be an ace, I need to go prove
sure.
it, and struggle with those expectations. Now he comes in June, and it's, you know what? The team's in first place without me. I don't have to worry about trying to live up to anything anymore. Just go pitch.
Yeah, sure.
And if that's the case, we know he's got the talent.
I think they're going to bring him up. They're going to give him the opportunity to prove that he's not the Robbie Ray from last year. And then if that happens, he might get sent.
You've only got a 2.5-game lead here.
I know.
I don't think there's enough room to see what guys can do. He can prove it in the minor leagues. Go prove it.
I just think, once again, I'm just saying, I'm speculating as to what they're going to do. And what they're going to do, they're going to bring him up.
This is Shelby Miller's rehab schedule from Torrey Lovello.
Shelby is Saturday in Visalia. Six innings, 85 pitches. I've been speaking with him, and he feels fantastic. He looks great, feels great. So I think he'll be ready for that challenge.
Every start from Shelby has been excellent in the minor leagues, except the last one.
Yeah,
so
bad.
So then, okay, now what are you going to do if you bounce right back? Nobody even thinks about it. He's the one that remember the horrible 2016. Just completely not worth the price the team paid.
We remember.
2017, wow. Not a great April, but a very encouraging, hey, there's something here. He's going to, you know, this is, let's all calm down about 2016. And then boom, tears the UCL, and that's when Zach Godley steps in.
Yes.
So he doesn't have a guaranteed spot, but he is one where you look at the other three and say, if you slip, and namely Zach Godley, let's give Shelby Miller a chance. And Zach Godley has not pitched to the level that he did last year. So every time Zach Godley takes the hill, which is tonight, you're going to be staring him down. You know, if you're an organization, what are you going to do tonight
sure.
to keep your spot? And it is interesting, Godley tonight and Miller tomorrow to basically for the same spot as they battle it out.
Well, the big thing, too, is, listen, Matt Cook, again, you look at him and you say to yourself, he's not coming out of the rotation, right?
I
get your point. There's a logjam, maybe. Maybe it is Zach Godley that is more likely to come out of the rotation as opposed to Matt Cook. I don't know. But to me, I mean, all this guy has done in his 11 starts is prove that way more times than not, he's going to give your team a chance to win a game, Matt Cook. He's going to give your team a chance to win a game. And honestly, I value that. With a pitcher in a rotation, I value that greatly. That you can go out there and say, hey, you know what? 80-85% of the time when he takes the ball, we're going to have an opportunity to win this game. Let's go do our job. Do your job. Because Matt Cook does his.
You could even argue that it's better than that. It was, so far this year, it's been 8% of the time he's had a start and didn't give the team the chance to win.
It's huge.
That's pretty good. So technically it would be 87%, so it's almost.
Then again, if he gave up, you're not counting the other game where he gave up 5 runs. I mean,
no,
that to me is not
because one is
start.
At Coors Field and the other one the team won anyway.
But I'm just saying it's not a good start.
No, it wasn't. And then if you want a Pollock update, because that's really what we're waiting for.
AJ in the last X-ray was showed good healing, much more healing from the previous X-ray, and he'll have another CT scan on Monday. I failed to mention that, and I don't know. I'm sure they have a percentage, and they can tell exactly from one to the next. But I don't get wrapped up in that. I just want to know when he's healthy and when is it time to take the next step. So. It's been progressing in a very positive way, so there's been healing each time.
All-star break. I think we're good. Coming up next, okay, as if you're not sick of him.
I don't feel like it. I know he is. I already told you to call him L.A. Bron.
Okay. But how about this one? LeVar goes somewhere that he's never gone before. It's that bad. It's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Get up! Listen, I love soccer. I love the game. 50 pounds ago, I was pretty good at it. I've coached it for years. But get up! What's so funny, if you're going to watch World Cup soccer for the first time, watch the trainers. Even the trainers know they're full of crap. Some guy went down for Morocco. The trainer came running out. And what did he do? He started squirting the water bottle in his face.
Yes.
Like to wake him up with water. Like that. Like if you're really hurt... A trainer's going to do that.
Hey, that's what they did when I came into the league in 1985. You got your bell rung. That's what we called it, ladies and gentlemen. They took you over to the sideline, slapped you in the face. Come on, kid. You're all right. Wake up now, kid. You're okay. Come on. Hey. You all right?
That's so ridiculous.
How many fingers do I got? 8.
You got to hear this. You thought there's no way LeVar could get worse. And Dan Bickley at ArizonaSports.com, we are the exclusive home, I was trying to say .com and exclusive at the same time, and I failed, of Dan Bickley's column.
Shovel.
And he is promoting the idea of trading for Lonzo because the thought process is that LeBron James will go yeah. to the Los Angeles Lakers. It has been, I can't say that I've looked at the transcripts, but I've read plenty of articles that have said LeBron has enrolled one of his sons into a Los Angeles high school.
Come on. And I don't feel like it. I know he is. I already told you to call him L.A. Bron.
How do you know what we don't know?
Yeah, man.
Easy. Everybody knows he's coming, man. It only makes sense.
That's LeVar Ball from Big Boy TV saying LeBron's coming. So, okay. Everybody Big says LeBron is going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Okay, fine. Whether or not that's true, we don't know. But then after that's been established, how about LeVar going somewhere he's never gone? And this is where, come on, Dan, you cannot trade for Lonzo Ball. I don't care what you think of Lonzo. LeVar exists, and he's there to destroy your team. That's his job. And you can't bring in Lonzo because of it. So do you think LeBron James would make Lonzo Ball better?
Yes.
Okay. No. Not according to LeVar.
Zoe makes – that's Zoe's game. You got guys that score the ball. You got guys that rebound. His game has always been to make people better. So whoever's on the team, he's going to make them better. Like I said, Kyle Kuzma had his best career ever. Brandon Ingram had his best career ever. Julius Randle had his best career ever.
Now, could LeBron teach him something?
Now, it's interesting because of that. I'll get to that answer in a second. It's interesting that he says that because, number one, the Lakers really got on a roll once Lonzo got hurt.
Yes.
That's they started to go on a nice run.
Okay.
Number two, LeVar is trying to explain that Lonzo Ball will make LeBron better. That's really where it's going to be.
He was saying best career ever.
Yeah, best career ever. Yeah, Kuzma does not have the best
year.
Career ever, but I think
best
he meant
year here. Ever, I think he meant to say.
And then here's the big one. The big one is that there's nothing LeBron can teach Lonzo.
Could LeBron teach him something?
Can LeBron teach him what?
I don't know, Matt. I'm just wondering.
No, he can't teach him nothing. I already taught him everything. Okay.
So LeBron can't teach him nothing because...
LeBron can't teach him nothing. I mean, he know the game. He know how to play. If you've been doing something for 20 years, man, you better be good at it. So, but you don't... A lot of people like to wait till Lonzo get where he at. And then the political thing is, oh, they're going to teach you. They're going to teach you this. They're going to teach you that. No, they're not. If you don't know how to play by now, that's on you.
Boy, that is interesting right there. I mean, he just fundamentally could not be more wrong. You're going to tell me that coming in as a rookie, you know everything. You know everything and how to do everything, right? It's a completely different paradigm. I don't care what sport you're playing. I don't care what it is. College to pro is completely different. It just is. It is what it is. I don't care if you're playing tiddlywinks. It's just completely different when you get paid, right? And you're going to learn something. As a young guy, you're going to learn something. I'm sure Lonzo Ball would answer that question differently, right? He has learned something from somebody.
I think too often, and I understand why, we want to be nice to Lonzo because it's not his fault.
He's saying whatever he wants to say just to be Lonzo.
And yet,
he's a caricature of himself.
It doesn't matter what we think of Lonzo. LeVar comes with him. And every step of the way, it's a screw-up. Everywhere LeVar goes, it gets screwed up. We said it at draft time last year. Don't you think the Lakers should have drafted Jason Tatum? Is there anybody? Remember, LeVar, the number one pick of the draft was Markelle Fultz. Number two was Lonzo Ball and yeah. LeVar. And LeVar said he was going to calm down then. He told the Lakers, I'm going to calm down then. And he didn't. And then you have Tatum at number three.
Lonzo was quiet last year, Douglas.
Yes, LeVar was not.
Yeah, yes. And so was it. No, I mean, LeVar. LeVar was quiet last year.
He wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. He was so.
He was going after the coaching staff saying they're using Lonzo all wrong.
Yeah, I know.
That's exactly what's going to happen for a rookie head coach in Igor. If you trade for Lonzo Ball, you're going to have LeVar every day complaining about how his son's being used.
I just
don't
honestly
mess with
think
it.
They just sit there and laugh at him. I think they laugh at LeVar. I do. But I do buy the fact that if LeBron comes there, he's gone. Out.
And there's no reason for him to come here. Now, what should the Suns do? We all say, take Ayton. However, Dan Majerle says, you know, listen, you got to pay attention to.
I would, but I like I said, I couldn't do it. I understand that they it's going to be hard to pass on a guy like Ayton. And it's not that I don't think Ayton's going to be an Odin. I think Ayton's going to be really, really good and have a tremendous career. I just have this feeling of watching Bagley for as long as I have and knowing him and the type of person he is and the type of kid he is. I think he's a guy who's going to be really, really good for a long time. He's going to be special.
It's just incredible.
It's almost, it's I'm incredible. Not going to say, he did not say the word political. It's not political. But I feel like Dan Marley was saying today, the train is so far down the tracks that you have to take DeAndre Ayton, and you just can't pass up DeAndre Ayton.
You know, I don't think you can survive if you don't take Ayton. Everybody thinks he's the number one pick, and just being 7-1 and being the kind of player he is, if you miss on him, that's hard to bounce back on. But Bagley's just such a superior, to me, just a great athlete, and he's only going to get better. I mean, the way he can move, the way he jumps, his second jump, his shot's only going to get better. And I, like I said, both guys are going to be really good, but I just have a feeling that Bagley's going to be somebody special.
That's incredible right there. Once again, I think Danny values toughness. I think he values being smart, being a tough player, right? And he knows Marvin Bagley. He made that perfectly clear that he knows him. And it doesn't surprise me that Dan values those things as I value those things in football players.
Says he gets the wings at the Eastside Marvin.
Yeah, exactly, right? And I think that, you know, again, I understand it. He doesn't know DeAndre Ayton. He just watches him play basketball at 7'1", 260 pounds. That's what his evaluation is actually on, is what he sees. If he knew DeAndre Ayton too, like he knows Marvin Bagley, he might change his mind.
6 days away. Suns with the number one pick. Come on, Ryan McDonough. Come on.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Said only the way Sir Charles can actually
I know.
Say it.
That's Barkley on the Planet Pollard podcast with Scott Pollard coming up next. Just because it's Friday doesn't mean there isn't room for a Paul's Call rant. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
I love this question. How did your outlook on the upcoming Cardinal season change throughout camp? 54% of you said it didn't change at all. 41% of you went more optimistic. Only 6% went less optimistic. I'm in the more optimistic category, but I admit I'm there because of how low I was before. I thought it was going to be a pretty disastrous season, and I'm starting to feel better.
I am definitely more optimistic right now. We'll see. Health is going to be the optimal word in 2018.
12:15, 4:15 today, your last chance to hear your name called in the Chosen Son Ultimate Draft Experience for New York City. You want to go? Text the word draft to 620-620 and listen to Bickley and Murata at 12:15 and Burns and Gambo at 4:15. If they announce your name, you got 10 minutes to call and claim your official Suns draft hat and be a qualifier for the grand prize trip to New York. If that guy doesn't call, keep listening because you'll have the chance to steal his spot. Once again, text DRAFT to 620-620 and listen for the ultimate draft experience.
Paul's Call is brought to you by Brooklyn Betting. Visit one of our 15 Valley showrooms or brooklynbetting.com. Brooklyn Betting, rest made easy.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
You know, I mean, I'm already carrying this show.
When he hired me, that ego got a little bigger.
I mean, Paul's Call, for those who aren't around every day, is the sugar.
You know, I'm already the guy that everybody wants to be around. That's right. Don't have sugar on sugar.
That's right, Jameis. Sure. So today, you know what? I think we've earned it. I'm mailing it in. I'm outsourcing the rant.
Do the math to come up with the Pythagorean theorem.
Right.
That's what they sound like.
Yep. Our guy, Don LaGreca in New York. Dude doesn't like analytics, plus...
I firmly...
Oh,
garbage.
Oh, my mic!
Discard.
My mic! Oh. He doesn't like it when his mic breaks.
Fix that!
He went viral with the hashtag, fix that.
Fix that!
That was last we heard from him, but these things happen in threes.
You want to listen to Francesa? Go ahead. I don't care.
He also doesn't like rival host Mike Francesa.
He is beating us, but let him know about the Yankee games during the day. Let him know about the streaming. Let him know about the podcast. Let him know that we're killing it on Yes. Those are facts. Print that. Tweet that.
Hello.
You want to get away?
Wow.
A bad day behind the mic this week when a caller brought up Francesa.
I really don't care. It's time for the facts. You can't scream louder than me, and I've got the facts.
He's going all Coach Calhoun.
Get some facts right. And come back and see me.
And don't bring up Francesa.
Let him do what he does. I don't care. But know the facts.
Or else you get...
Bizzotto shotgun of sports!
Oh.
Sports takes and Francesa's rebuttal in every direction.
Let's see if you have any response on that.
I don't talk about other shows. I've never spent 10 minutes with the guy in my life, so I don't know why he'd have things to say about me, but that's up to him. I mean, I could care less. It means nothing to me.
So one guy cares a lot and the other guy complete apathy.
See, I could care less. Interesting.
Yes. I love the phrase, it means nothing to me.
Speaking of fights in New York... Giants mini camp in the trenches.
Down.
Yeah.
Move the feet.
We've got a fight. Rookie Will Hernandez against Pro Bowl nose tackle Snacks Harrison.
It's very competitive up there. You know, Will Hernandez is a very competitive guy, and, yep. and they just kind of okay. butted heads.
Thank you, Pat. Whatever. New coach Shermer there. Well, if you realize what the rookie did.
Yeah.
He took your brother's advice.
I triple dog dare you.
He picked a fight with the toughest guy on the team.
You gotta fight for your right.
Paulie, and we're gonna downgrade him because he did that again? Let's see.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, you ask AQ Shipley, he'll tell you. His defensive lineman power poll, number one, Aaron Donald. Number two, Snacks Harrison.
Somebody hit somebody! Yeah.
You're gonna sit there, you're gonna fight, you know what's everybody on the line. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
If you want a loser out in Jersey, nobody lost like this guy.
To roll! Ready to bet 5,000 on White Sox!
Right.
Legal sports gambling!
Yeah. He's giving a shout out to legal sports gambling.
Here we go! Let's go!
Waited 30 years for that day.
Where's he from, Paul?
Real audio of a real guy at a legal sports book in Jersey. He probably drove over from Long Island! So he's all fired up.
Wait, did he say 5,000 on the White Sox?
He bet $5,000 on the White Sox last night.
Let's go!
Yeah.
Let's go!
What are you doing?
Okay. I mean...
You think I'm stupid or something?
Even Lou Piniella wouldn't do that. Survey says... White Sox lost to the Indians 5-2. The White Sox are nearly 20 games below 500. This dude lost five large.
You know what we're really tired of? Stupid people.
I thought I heard him say that. That's impossible.
But, but enough about New York.
Forget about it.
Are you watching the games this year?
Let's talk.
The Phoenix Suns select
next Thursday night. Number one overall.
First of all, if you don't take DeAndre Ayton, you're just an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
This kid is scary.
Thank you, Charles.
An anvil slam.
And that's our cue.
And now, mandatory.
Ball. Papa Ball talking about the Lakers. And
you can start spelling his name L.A. Bron. He'll be here.
So when L.A. Bron shows up to save the Lakers.
The Lakers have just pooped their big boy pants.
I mean, that's got to be a win-win all the way around for the Lakers and Lonzo, right?
Could LeBron teach him something?
Can LeBron teach him what?
I'm just wondering.
No, he can't teach him nothing. I already taught him everything.
Okay.
Shoot, I already taught him everything.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Sound the alarm. That's right. I mean, that's Papa Ball.
Mandatory.
Ball.
Yeah.
L.A. Bron won't be a benefit to second-year guy Lonzo?
So LeBron can't teach him nothing because...
LeBron can't teach him nothing. I mean, he know the game. He know how to play. If you've been doing something for 20 years, man, you better be good at it.
Thank you, LeVar.
And that was another edition of Mandatory.
Ball.
And you want to bring him here, Paul? No!
World Cup update, Des, just for you, Doug.
Señor Messi!
Speaking of Spanish...
Larry, Larry, Larry,
no,
Larry,
no.
Larry, Larry!
Larry, Larry!
Talking about members of the Spanish media.
J.R. Smith, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué falta J.R. Smith?
Yeah. I mean, ¿qué pasa in France? Where Team France doesn't want Spanish journalists who have traveled to this press conference, all right? They're going to ask questions because there's some sort of controversy about the star player.
Next question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
So the PR guy from France declares, henceforth and heretofore, only questions in French. So if you don't ask the question in French, then you don't ask a question.
Ooh.
Okay, that's the player's reaction because he hears that a Spanish media member realizes there's an app for that.
Dude.
He downloads an app that translates Spanish to French.
Dude.
And then puts his phone to the mic and it's play. Here's the question. In French, from his Spanish translation. And now the PR guy's like, no. Sit down. Nope. And he shuts it down.
Are you serious?
Still won't let the guy ask the question.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though we put it into the translator app.
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, we need a ruling on that. Big finish.
Wrap it, Paul.
And now, a look at performances that have Paulie pensive pondering.
You're not the boss
You're
of me.
Better than that.
You're better than that, man.
You're better than that.
All right, we have an election in South Dakota.
Politics is winner take all.
It's a race for sheriff.
I'm Duke Bush. I got him this time.
You got the current sheriff running against his deputy sheriff.
Just a good old boy.
Small county in South Dakota, when the votes are in.
Survey said.
The deputy sheriff beats his boss in a landslide.
Wow, winning.
The deputy sheriff wins big, and then...
Just after winning that election, the sheriff's deputy lost his job.
The sheriff who lost fired the deputy who won.
You're better than that.
No, he's not better than that.
The good news is you're fired.
Come on.
Sheriff didn't even do it face-to-face.
Sheriff Deputy Mark Maggs was sent a letter by current Sheriff Lenny Grankow saying he was terminated moments after the race was called.
Deputy got a letter of termination immediately after the election.
Fired!
From the boss he just beat.
You're better than that.
The deputy, though, doesn't take over until January, and he's got a family of four, okay? He's out of a job for the next 6 months until he takes over as sheriff.
Come on, man. Y'all better than that.
It's not cool.
Dirtbag.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Deputy.
Yeah. Don't forget around here.
Wise guy's always right.
Right.
Even when he's wrong, he's right.
And I don't care if it's a $1.15 intern. You're the summer intern. That's your deal. You're going to get out there, and you're going to pull it around on a hop.
This has been another edition of Paul's Call.
Get off me.
Now, kindly get off Paul.
I'm busy.
He's busy.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovechkin. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Ovechkin's still on a bender from last weekend.
Hit it.
He knows our saying, win or lose, we still booze.
Stay thirsty, my friend.
Stay frosty, Arizona. See you in about a time.
Elvis has just left the building.
There's Paul's goal.
Thank you, Paul.
How did the show make you feel?
Woo!
Doug and Wolf's.
It's all about the you.
Brought to you by Carol Royce. If you want to learn how to sell your house for top dollar, go to CarolHasTheBuyers.com.
My big takeaway from today's show is there's nothing dumber than a defender in the 96th minute trying a diving header on a clearance when the ball's going towards the post. You're inside the near post.
Doug.
You cost your country the World Cup. You're an idiot.
Doug, we just had a guy lose $5,000 on the White Sox.
Yeah, that guy's dumber.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
That guy is dumber. Oh, my gosh.
Dave Pasch finally has his bride showing up in Piedmont, Italy.
You're inside the near post.
Small time, Pasch. Peace and strength.
How's that going to work? Castle.
It's all about